Appreciate you being here tonight. Turn in your Bible, please, to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. It'll take me just a few minutes to get there as we come back tonight to our study on the doctrine of God. And we're studying right now on the doctrine of the Holy Spirit of God, and we're right in the middle of this. There's a lot of things we've already preached on, and if you've been keeping notes with me, and I encourage you, once I'm through with this doctrine, if you'd like to have it, I'll give you all of my typewritten notes. As a matter of fact, I'm starting on page 31 of my typewritten notes on the doctrine of God. So just in case you're trying to keep notes with me, don't feel like you have to, because you can have my notes at the end of this once I'm finished with it. To bring you up to date with where we are, and then I'll pray with you here momentarily, is we are under His traits, in other words, the traits of the Holy Spirit of God, His characteristics. And we are under currently His traits concerning the Christian. In other words, Him with us who are children of God, and what summarizes Him with God's child. Now, let's pray together here momentarily, but before I do, I want to share a blessing with you from today. Just something that happened today that I thought was a real blessing. Some of you will already know this, but this was good. We went to Subway today. I'm standing there, and a man in front of me, I've never met him in my life that I know of, found out that I was a pastor. When I got up to pay for my meal, he had already paid for it. You know what his name is? He introduced himself. He's not kidding. He showed me proof. His name is Billy Graham. That's that right there is his name. Billy Graham paid for my lunch today. Now, I'll tell you one thing. Who here can say Billy Graham paid for a meal for you? Now, I'm just telling you. In Gray, Tennessee Subway, I mean, he was there. Billy Graham. He looked good considering, you know what I'm saying? I mean, he looked younger than he is and all that. It was good. But that was a blessing today. Billy Graham, I'm telling you. But anyway, let's pray together, and I'm coming to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 here momentarily. Father, would you bless the service tonight, speak to our hearts. Thank you for your goodness to us. And I pray that you help me do an accurate job tonight on this vital, vital subject. Help this church, all of us, to understand this, to apply it to our own hearts and lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, this is number 14, if you're keeping notes with me, concerning Christians. This is the 14th thing I'm sharing with you that the Holy Spirit has summarized just concerning God's children. And that is, number 14, He gifts, G-I-F-T-S, He gifts the Christian. Now, another wonderful trait of the Holy Spirit of God concerning the children of God is that He gifts each Christian with at least one spiritual gift. Everybody has at least one. And with this, I want us to understand the reason He gives us gifts is not to use for us, but to use for Him. Now, this being the case, I want to give you several thoughts tonight. And just stay right there in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I'm going to Romans chapter 12 for just a moment here. Three different passages of Scripture that talks about the gifts of the Spirit, so to speak. The first one is Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8, which reads this: "Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness." That's Romans 12, 6 through 8. Another passage is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 7 through 12, where he talks about he gave some apostles and some prophets and some pastors and teachers and evangelists. But you're in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I want to read a good portion of this, most of this, because this is where I'm going to base this thought from tonight. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant." Skip to verse number 4. "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Now notice verse 12 and following closely. He likens the gifts of the Spirit. By the way, there are those gifts that were temporary, and there are the gifts that are permanent. And we're reading about both of these. Just stay with me here now. And he begins to liken the gifts of this one Spirit, one God, diversities of gifts, diversities of administrations, and he begins to give an illustration here. He says, verse 12, "For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." In other words, we are the one body of Christ, okay? Verse 14, "For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are we many members, yet but one body. The eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need. But God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. And there be no schism or division in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it, or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now ye are the body of Christ, and the members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles, have all the gifts of healing, do all speak with tongues, do all interpret. Now don't let these verses trip you up. We'll preach more in detail on this, God willing, when I preach through this book, okay? Whenever that may be, all right? But just for our study tonight, understand he's saying, just like your body is one body made of many members, and the eye cannot say to the ear, I don't need you. The head cannot say to the foot, I don't need you. The hand cannot say to the eyes, I don't need you. What is he teaching? He's saying this, the Holy Spirit of God placed you in the body with his gifts, the way that pleased him. And every single gift, every single part is important to the function of the body itself. Now, as we look at these things together, the different gifts mentioned in these verses, when you put them all together here, they reveal to us the temporary sign gifts. Now, I don't have time to go into that. I'm not going into that here. That's for a later message. But there are several temporary sign gifts. One of them are apostles. The apostles saw the Lord. You understand? There are no apostles today. Somebody says, Apostle so-and-so is preaching on channel such and such. No, he's not. There are no apostles. The apostles saw the resurrected Christ. There are no apostles. The speaking in tongues, that's a temporary gift of the Jew. I don't have time to go through all of that. But understand that there were temporary sign gifts given by the Holy Spirit of God, and there are also permanent gifts given by the Holy Spirit of God. Now, for our benefit, to help us, I don't want to even think about the temporary sign gifts. I want this church to think about the permanent gifts of the Spirit to the children of God in order to glorify the Heavenly Father and edify the body of Christ. Now, if you look at Romans chapter 12, you don't need to look at it because I've already read it here, because I'm really coming here to 1 Corinthians 12. Just stay right there. You'll notice that these gifts are, number one, prophecy. Now, this word prophecy has to do with the call from God and the equipping by God to preach His word. In other words, the gift of preaching, prophesying, teaching, preaching the word of God. There's also the gift of ministry. That means help. This has to do with a desire to serve others and a desire to help people in their time of need. There's the gift of teaching. This has to do with the ability to teach God's word and help people understand how that applies to their own life. There's the gift of exhortation, or another word is the word encouragement. That has to do with the ability and desire to encourage others in the Christian life. Just being a Barnabas, can I put it that way? Being an encourager. There's the gift of giving. In Romans chapter 12, this has to do with the ability that God has given to people, the gift of giving to God's work. If you have money, nothing wrong with that, as long as money doesn't have you. And I'll say this to you, God does not give a lot of money to people or a lot of things to people just so they can hoard it and so they can spend it on themselves. That's not why He does it. He does it because He gifts certain people to have giving ability to be able to finance and help finance the work of God. That's a gift of the Spirit. Did you know that? That's what Romans 12 teaches. There's also the gift of ruling. Another word for that would be administration. This has to do with the ability to lead and the ability to administrate God's work, an organizer, an administrator. There's also the gift of mercy mentioned. This has to do with the ability to feel the pain of others and help them during trials. Now, folks, when you look at those things, when you look at these gifts here in Romans chapter 12, the study of the passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 teaches us several things about the gifts of the Holy Spirit of God. And I want to talk to you about these simple things tonight. When you think about the gifts that the Holy Spirit of God gives to His body, the body of Christ, and there are many members, and the hand cannot say to the eye, I don't need you, and the foot can't say to the head, and the head can't say to the foot, I don't need you. It's one body working together. Listen to me, friends, if my mind is telling me to get up and go, if I don't have strength in my legs and feet, I can't get up and go. It must work together. There are no unimportant parts in this. Now, let's look at the gifts tonight. I'm talking mainly just a study about the gifts. Number one tonight, every believer has at least one spiritual gift. Now, this is thought number one tonight. When you think of prophecy, preaching, ministry, helping others, serving others, teaching the Word of God, encouraging people, giving to the work of God, administrating, showing mercy, having a tender heart, everybody has at least one of them. Amen tonight. Now, notice verse 7 of the text that you're in, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The Bible says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Who's it given to? Every man. You ever heard this? I just don't have any gifts. You ever heard that? That's a lie. That is inaccurate. The Holy Spirit does not bypass anybody in the body of Christ. Nobody. Now, it could be that you've not found your gift, okay? It could be that you don't really know what your gift is. But nobody in the body of Christ can say, I don't have any gifts. Now, let me say something to you here. And I want to help us in the future here, too. I've got something from Dr. Paul Chappell to try to let you, to try to help you find your spiritual gift. I've got that. I've got it in my office. Forgot to bring it out. So when we break up into our prayer groups, I'm going to go get that, and I'm going to put them and make them available out on the Welcome Center. Okay? I want you to take it. Now, it's small type. Okay? Very small type. If you can't read it, let us know. We'll try to do something so you can read that, okay? But it's a questionnaire to help you find out which one of these gifts you are, which one you have. It's you answering questions about yourself. And that can't do anything but help you. You understand what I'm saying to you? Everybody has at least one spiritual gift. Look at verse 11. But all these worketh that one in the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. In other words, the Holy Spirit of God gives every one of the children of God at least one gift. At least. Number two, the Holy Spirit chooses the gift that each believer gets. It's not my choice, it's His choice. Look at verse 11 and also verse number 18 of the text there. Again, but all these worketh that one in the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally, notice this now, as he will, verse number 18. But now God has set the members, every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased him. See, here's one of the things that the devil tries to do in the body of Christ. He tries to get the body jealous of itself. You understand what I mean by that? It's one body. But the hand starts to get jealous of the foot. Or the foot starts getting jealous of the eye. Or the eye starts getting jealous of the ear. See, here's something we need to understand. It's not many, many, many bodies. It's one. It's just a blessing to be a part of the body of Christ. Whether you're a toenail or whether you're an eyelash, it doesn't matter. At least you're part of the body of Christ. And here's the thing. If God made you a hand, that's God's purpose. And if you will be content there, find it, find it. Find what you are. Are you a hand? Are you a foot? Are you a brain? Probably none of us, but anyway. Find what you are and do it to the best of the God-given abilities given you to do. Don't you see that when the body is content with who they are, what they are, where they are, that it can do great things when it works together? It's a beautiful picture here. God, the Holy Spirit, chooses what gifts He gives you. Number three, each gift is important. Each gift is important. We see this in verses 12 through 24. I'm not going to read that again, but that's just the verses that says, you know, the hand can't say to the foot or the eye, whatever said here. In other words, the head can't say to the foot, I don't need you. Every gift is important. See, folks, God has given me the gift of preaching. That's not a proud statement, that's a truthful statement. I recognize it. Now, I know that if God doesn't help me, I can't even speak tonight. I'm a stutterer. But I have found my gift. I'm doing it tonight. This is my gift. I get that. I'm not going to answer for your gift. Now, I'll answer for how I train and how I encourage and how I motivate you, but I'm not going to stand judgment for the gift God's given you. And folks, you're not going to stand judgment for the gift God has given me. We will stand judgment before God for ourselves. And we need to see this, that every gift is important. Get this. Even though I'm pastoring this church, God has called me to pastor this church. I am no more important than you. Amen. I'll amen myself tonight because that is the truth. I am no more important in the body of Christ than you are. Now that's a fact. That is a fact. Because I'm telling you, it takes everybody doing their God-given ability to get the work of God done. We've got to see this tonight. We got to understand this tonight. That we don't look, man, I wish I was the head. Man, I wish I was the feet. Man, I wish I was the hand. No, just rejoice in what God's made you and understand that you're so vitally important to the overall health of the body. I remember, I've told this story multiple times, which obviously the longer I stay here, the more I'll tell it again. But when I was playing baseball at East Tennessee State University, one of my friends, the pitcher tried to pick him off first base, and he slid back in head first. And he come up just, I mean, he was in excruciating pain, jumping up and down. Now, this is a man I wouldn't have messed with. I still wouldn't mess with him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's a man's man. But he was jumping up and down. I mean, he's in tremendous pain. He dislocated one of his fingers. What's the point? Here's the point. It wasn't his head. He didn't break his knee. He didn't shatter his arm. Just his finger popped out of joint, and his whole body responded to it. May I say this to you? If you're a finger and you're out of joint, you affect the whole body. Every member is important. Every one of them. Every gift is important. Let me give you a fourth thing here. The different gifts. I've already talked about this, but just kind of bringing it back together. The different gifts, all these different gifts, these different members of the body, it brings unity to the body of Christ. It really does. Could you imagine if my hand and my feet wanted to do the different things that my brain's saying? Could you imagine if this foot wanted to go that way and this one wanted to go that way? I'm telling you, it's going to cause chaos. These different gifts are like the different parts of our body. When they're all in subjection to the head, amen. When they're all in subjection to the head and the brain is functioning right, there's no problems. And every part of the body responds to what the head tells it to do, it's a beautiful picture. But when the head gets injured, you know what happens, right? May I say this to you? The head of our body has already been injured. And he'll never be injured again. And he's always going to tell us what's right. And he's put some of us his hands, some of us his feet, some of us his eyes, some of us his ears, some of us has a nose where we can smell and everything else. Hey, isn't it good to be able to smell? I mean, honestly. Well, most of the time. Okay, you understand what I'm saying to you. I mean, man, it smells great. Especially when you drive by Krispy Kreme donuts. Just think of the gift of smelling. Honestly. Think of the gift of taste. I'm just talking about your body. Isn't it wonderful to be able to taste food? Doesn't it just drive you insane when you feel okay to eat, but you're stopped up and you can't taste a thing? Doesn't that just drive you? I eat anyway. But anyway, I mean, doesn't that just drive you insane? All I'm saying to you is that these different gifts, they really just bring unity to the body. Now, let me apply this tonight. And then I just want to say a few comments or whatever the case may be. But when you consider all these things concerning the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, again, I'm reminding you, in this doctrinal series, all I'm doing is just skimming the surface. We're just surveying. Just survey work, okay? We can dig in later when we preach through the books about the tongues and why it's temporary. That's not this message. That's later. But when you consider all these gifts of the Holy Spirit to God's children, I apply to what one man said. When you put it all together, here's what he said. Everyone has a gift. Therefore, all should be encouraged. No one has all the gifts. Therefore, all should be humble. All gifts are from the Lord. Therefore, all should be content. All gifts are for one body. Therefore, all should be in harmony. All gifts are mutually helpful and needful. Therefore, all should be studiously faithful. All gifts promote the health and strength of the whole body. Therefore, none can be safely dispensed with. All gifts depend on His fullness of power. Therefore, all should keep in touch with Him. You know, the point is the Holy Spirit of God, in His grace, places us in the body of Christ and gives us the gift or gifts we need to fulfill that part of the body in order to bring glory to Himself, the God of heaven, and to edify and build the body of Christ. Now, here's the message tonight. It is vitally important for every child of God to search actively for your God-given gift and use it for the glory of God. Could you imagine what would happen? Honestly now, could you imagine what would happen if the folks tonight, right here tonight, just in this service tonight, good crowd Wednesday night, God bless you. We got several over in cadets. I'm talking about adults and some children. Thank God for the crowd. Could you imagine what would happen if every one of us in this auditorium tonight says, I'm going to find my gift and I'm going to give it to God? What in the world would happen? I mean, could you imagine if those who say, wait a minute, has God given me the gift to give? What would happen if people just gave that gift? What would happen if people just found their gift, laid it at the feet of Jesus, and say, I have found my, I'm a hand, I see it. I get it, God. You made me a hand. Thank you for giving me a part in the body. Help me be the best hand you've ever made. Could you imagine what would happen? I'm telling you, that's what this thing that you take home with you tonight, I hope you'll take it. It'll help you find out what your gift is. Look here, please. If we have anybody in leadership, I'm talking about like teaching a Sunday school class or a bus route or anything like that, it's always almost makes me cringe to even say something like this. But if we have anybody in leadership and you find out through searching for your gift, I'm in the wrong place. I'm not talking about the wrong church, the wrong place of service. By the way, every gift has a ministry for which you can fulfill your gift. Amen. There is a ministry. We have several ministries going on here at Buffalo Ridge. There is a ministry for your gift. And if you find your gift and you realize, I'm in the wrong ministry, would you do me a favor? Would you call me, come see me, the pastor, and say, Pastor, I have found my gift. Here's what it is. Here's the ministry I'm in. I don't think that fits. Can you help me find a ministry where I can fulfill my gift for the Lord Jesus Christ? And I'll do everything in my ability to help you find the ministry that you need to be serving in. I know this. Now, this is the truth. You should be doing something. Now, that may just be giving. You see what I'm saying? That may just be the gift of giving. Fine. But everybody should be doing something because everybody has been gifted by the Holy Spirit. You understand what I'm saying? God does not gift us to sit on it. He gifts us to get up and do something with it. You with me tonight? Make sense tonight? I know I can't tell you this is your gift, this is your gift, this is your gift. You can come to me and I can take a stab at it, but I'm just a human being. Go to God and say, God, please show me my gift. Now, some of you have already found it, haven't you? Amen. Amen. Make sure you're using it in the right place. Amen. Amen. Took twice, but I got it out of you there. That's good. Very good. Let's pray together. Father, I pray that you'll help us tonight to understand these principles. What a vital, vital truth from the Word of God. that the Holy Spirit of God gives a gift at least one, sometimes more, but at least one, to every one of God's children. And help your children here at this church to find their God-given gift. And may they get involved. May they enroll into a ministry where they can fulfill their God-given gift and do something for the glory of God. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. When they get prepared, they're going to begin to play through softly. I never want to let a service come and go without giving folks an opportunity to put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. It could be that you've come here to this service and God has spoken to you about your soul, that you've never trusted Christ, really, truly trusted Him. And it could be that He's convicting you right now. If that's the case, why don't you come, let us take a Bible, share the gospel with you. And really the main thought tonight was God's children have been gifted by the Holy Ghost of God. Everybody has at least one gift. And maybe some of you have found it already. You found it, and you're already serving. If that's the case, I salute you. God bless you. Keep going. But let's be honest. And there's nothing wrong with this, what I'm getting ready to ask you to raise your hand for. Nothing wrong with this. Nothing wrong. But if you're here tonight and you say, Jody, I'm going to be honest, I'm not real sure what my gift is. Now, there's nothing wrong with not knowing. There's really not. There's nothing wrong with that. Don't be ashamed of that, okay? But if you say, Jody, tonight I'm thinking, I'm dwelling in my heart and mind, I'm meditating on this, And I'm having a hard time saying my gift is and filling in the blank. If that's you, be honest. Would you raise your hand? You say, I'm having a hard time figuring out what my gift is. Put your hand up big and high, please. Big and high. Yes. Good? Good? Okay, you can put your hand down. Let me ask it this way. How many of you already know what your gift is? Would you raise your hand? You already know what your gift is. Yes? Good? 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 Then I hope you're using it. You say, well, what ministry best fits me? Come and see us. We'll help you. But if you raise your hand saying, I'm not sure, I encourage you to take one of these surveys that's going to be out on the Welcome Center as you leave tonight from the prayer meeting. And answer those questions. It's just about you. And let God show you and help you find the gift that he's given you. I'm going to ask Brother Gary just to begin to sing. And if God is speaking to you, I want you to come to the altar. Would you do that? If God is speaking to you, come on now, please.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence daily.
This way for just a moment. I'm just about done, and we're getting ready to start our prayer meeting with our deacon-led prayer meeting tonight. You know, I played a lot of sports growing up, and we're in football season right now. I was a quarterback. They had to roll me out some. Noah, you might get a kick out of it. You may already know this, but I had to roll out a lot because I couldn't see over the line, and so they rolled me out. You don't have that problem, but by the way, he intercepted one of my passes today, and I told him, I said, the sun got in my eyes. But, you know, I'm kidding with you on that. But I'll tell you one thing I've learned in playing sports, and I know Noah can tell you this right now, being the quarterback at Daniel Boone. I'm glad the linemen do their job. Amen. I'm glad a lineman who has no idea how to, now not all, some of them can, but some of them would have no idea how to be a quarterback. What if they say, I'm going to play quarterback tonight? It doesn't work. All I'm saying to you, God has given us illustrations everywhere we look. Do you know that? Lineman does their part. Quarterback does his part. Running back does his part. Tight ends do their part. Wideouts do their part. And when they play and they execute and everybody does their part, and it can be a beautiful thing. But not if the players start getting jealous of each other. You follow me what I'm saying? There's no place for jealousy in the body of Christ, because God determines where we are. And let us find our place and do it. I appreciate Brother Bob Mann. These are already available for you out on the Welcome Center. So as you take, as you leave tonight, these are already on the Welcome Center. This is for you to take home. You don't have to turn this in, nothing. It's just for you to help find your gift, okay? And once you find it, you say, that's me. That's my gift. Right there it is. I've got two of them. Amen. I've got one. Everybody's going to have one, okay? By the way, if you come back and say, I don't have one, you failed the test, okay? Something's wrong somewhere. Find your gift, and if you'll come see us, we'll try to get you plugged in. Wouldn't that be a great thing? That'd be a wonderful thing, okay? Appreciate you being here.